with you. A reading of the Holy Gospel according to John. At that time, Jesus left Samaria for Galilee. Jesus himself testified that a prophet has no honor at his native place. He went to Galilee, the Galileans welcomed him. They received all he had done in Jerusalem at the feast, for they themselves had gone to the feast. Then he returned to Cana in Galilee, where he had made the water wine. And there was a royal official whose son was ill in Capernaum. He heard that Jesus had arrived in Galilee from Judea. He went to him and asked him to come down and heal his son, who was near death. Jesus said to him, "Unless you people see signs and wonders, you will not believe." The royal official said to him, "Sir, come down before my child dies." Jesus said to him, "You may go. Your son will live." The man believed what Jesus said to him and left. While the man was on his way back, his slaves met him and told him that his boy would live. He asked that when he began to recover, they told him, "Fever left him yesterday, about 1 p.m. Father realized that just at the time Jesus had said to him, "Your son will live." And he and his whole household came to believe. Now this was the second sign Jesus did when he came to Galilee from Judea. The Gospel of the Lord. Our first reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah is such a beautiful reading, and it's a reminder to all of us and should give us so much hope of what's to come for all of us one day, which is heaven. And this reading beautifully describes that our pain will be wiped away. There will be no more tears, no more illness, no more death, sadness, all these emotions that we deal with here on earth and all these things we go through, they're going to be worth it one day because heaven awaits us all. So what a beautiful reading and a beautiful reminder that we need to hear time and time again, that when life gets difficult and we think we can't keep going, heaven awaits us all. And I promise you, but more importantly, Jesus promises you that if you have faith in him, your reward will be great in heaven. So remember that today when you face your aches and pains, okay? Or when people maybe get on your nerves a little bit or press your buttons, that in heaven, everything's going to be right. So let's pray this morning for the strength to keep on going and that we will be a disciples full of hope and not negativity today.